This is your Northwest Report for Tuesday, March 14th. I'm David Sparks, and it appears that the Northwest is solidly in line for replacing Obamacare, given that Republican Representative Mike Simpson is in agreement with statements from Oregon Republican Representative from Hood River, Greg Walden.
8 months ago, House Republicans unveiled a better way, which included our vision for repealing Obamacare and replacing it with a patient-centered 21st century healthcare system. After years of Obamacare's broken promises, we're proud to put forth a plan that presents a better way for patients and for families. Under our plan, we are not going backwards, we're going forwards. We are protecting those patients living with pre-existing conditions. We're not returning to the days of lifetime caps or annual limits. And we will continue to allow young adults to remain on their parents' policies until age 26. We will keep our promise to not pull the rug out from anyone as we transition away from this failing law. We're moving away from a government-run system that, frankly, is in collapse and where bureaucrats stand in the way between patients and doctors.
Elsewhere, AgriPulse.com is telling us a new battle is brewing in Congress over ways to push unemployed, work-capable food stamp recipients into jobs. Senate Agriculture Chairman Pat Roberts assured hundreds of anti-hunger activists that he'd oppose any attempt to give states control of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program by converting it into block grants. But he also warned that some reforms to SNAP will have to be made in order to get a new farm bill passed. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.